It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living approach. Here's Howard.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're having a lot of fun today. For those of you who missed the first hour, we're going to cover some of that again with a friend that is a certified organic dairyman. We'll be talking about milk and cheese in just a minute, so hang on for that. In fact, Mercedes in Washington, D.C., please call back. She was on a cell phone, and she had some questions, so I hope she gets back with us there. Little update on the week. You know that we've got a contest going on, trying to guess the breeds that make up the two mutts that we have at home. Both Hannah, our seven-year-old now, and a beautiful blonde dog, and then our new little crazy puppy, Tater, who came from the SPCA. And the test results have not come back. I was hoping that we could tell everybody the results and name the winner, the listener who guessed the closest as far as what the breed mix is, what the genetic makeup of the two mutts is, and we will do that hopefully this next week, assuming the tests that I sent in didn't get lost in the mail. Hopefully we'll get those results this week and we can tell you. We've had great turnout. We've had 150 or so, pretty close to that, people guessing what the makeup is. I will give you a little hint. We're going to have more pictures, some updated pictures of Tater up within the next couple of days. He's growing. He's stretching. He's got longer legs than I expected. He's getting thin. He's losing some of the long hair, and it looks like maybe a short coat's coming out underneath. It's got some spots on it, and I'll try to get you some photographs on that. You might want to amend your guess. We're pretty loosey-goosey about the rules on this contest, and whoever has the earliest date on your email to us and gets the closest, the prizes are going to be consultation from me and Tropical John for the people that are near enough for us to get to, unless you want to pay some expenses to get us to some other part of the country. And for those of you in other parts of the country, some other kinds of gifts. We haven't even established exactly what they are, but we'll let you know on that. We've got a new blog on the Dirt Doctor website. It relates to toxic chemicals. We're highlighting certain toxic chemicals every week. We talked last week on the Sunday show, Tropical John and I did, about malathion and 2,4-D a little bit, and we'll talk about 2,4-D more. We're going to probably highlight 7 next, and we're moving a lot of that technical information for you, warning you about why those things are so bad to use and why other people on the radio and writing should not be recommending them, and you certainly shouldn't be buying them and using them. And we'll put the information in the library on dirtdoctor.com as well as in the research area, so it's easy for you to find. When we started talking about this, it made me notice that I didn't have good enough information for you in the library part of the website, so we're correcting that. The new blog doesn't have any posts, you will notice, and that's because there's some kind of little technical bug in it, and it's not working. I was going to do the first one, kick it off, and then get people giving their comments and input about the various chemicals so we could make sure everybody understands what we're talking about and why you shouldn't use those products, and it'll be up and running hopefully early in the week. It's just another blog in the blog section. And you can click on dirtdoctor.com. You can click on the blog where it says blog over on the left-hand side and go direct there. You can go green-living.com and go to the navigation bar at the top and get there that way. And one thing that I probably ought to mention at the beginning of the show here, too, is that if you want our newsletter, the last one was about this odor control product that we talked about last week. And we did a newsletter about it. It is now available in the Green Living shop. If it's not available in your retail stores, we hope it is, and hope if it's not, you can get it there. But in the meantime, you can get it from the Green Living shop on line at Green Living or at dirtdoctor.com. We've had real good response on that, which is I'm excited about because it's such a great product for you to know about and use. The next newsletter is going to be about one of the most common questions that I get, and it's about galls in live oaks and red oaks and various trees, and we're going to talk about that. One thing that's happening around this part of our state, and it may be happening in your area, especially in the south, and this may be a national situation. When it gets hot, there's a syndrome that hits trees. It's summer limb release, I guess as good a name for it as any. Big trees will just drop limbs, and it is related to really hot weather and the tree not being able to pull up enough moisture to balance the transpiration. And it'll just kick off huge limbs. I had one fall off my tree some years ago. It hasn't happened since I've been using the products that contain mycorrhizal fungi. Related, maybe, I don't know. It has to do with really watering carefully during bad periods of time. And I bring it up because it can be dangerous, because limbs will release that look perfectly healthy, that are green and don't seem to have any rot in them or anything. The tree just kicks them off, apparently. And we'll talk more about that. And if you've got any questions about it, you can call and chat. It's 866-444-3478. Right now, I want to reintroduce my guest, Kent Jisha, who is the owner of, with his family, the owner of Texas Daily Harvest. Good morning, Kent, once again. Really appreciate you being with us. This subject is very important because I think raw milk and raw cheese is a big deal. Kent is the literally the only certified organic raw milk and cheese dairy in the state of Texas.
Yes.
Why do you reckon that is?
The paperwork involved to become certified organic.
Just the red tape. Huh?
Red tape. Yeah. And the expense.
You think more people will get into it? I know that people are doing it. They're basically doing an organic and raw milk production, but they're not able to call themselves certified organic legally in Texas because they haven't gone the red tape route. What do you have to do briefly to become certified organic?
A huge amount of paperwork. It's not impossible. It's just you have to take one question at a time, and you just have to really explain what you're going to do. For example, one of their questions is how are you going to manage flies organically? Well, you have to describe how you're going to do that, or how are you going to control weeds, or how are you going to grow your feed?
Well, wow, that's a good point to talk about. If you tell them how you're going to control flies with an organic technique and then you learn a new technique, can you not use it until you get them to approve it?
You are supposed to at least email them or call them if it's a specific new technique. Now, if it's an approved product, there are some approved products or like beneficial insects or something like that. Are common ways. You don't have to inform them on that. But if there was some new approach you wanted to try, they would need to approve it before you could use it.
Interesting. Well, that would be something that I guess would raise some eyebrows because new ideas come up. This is it's the original way of raising crops and raising animals and everything. But as far as production out there on the mainstream today, it's kind of the new kid on the block compared to how you do it on a large scale.
Especially in this area.
Yeah. Let's talk about the large scale. The pasteurized milk versus the raw milk that you produce. Tell people about the big differences.
Well, raw milk is just what comes straight out of the cow. It's not pasteurized. It's not homogenized. The cream is going to come to the top. It hasn't been run through a bunch of machines. It hasn't been transported all over the country from one tanker to another. The pasteurized milk you get in the store, it's probably been ultra-pasteurized, which means they've taken it up to 240 degrees under pressure, which literally binds the calcium, destroys the enzymes, just changes the whole workup of the milk. Also, when they bring that milk into the processing plant, they put it through a cream separator that separates the cream out and the skim milk out. And this is a machine that's turning 50,000 RPMs and just kind of helps. That's just the very first step that this milk sees. Then when they put, if you buy whole milk and they put the cream back into that milk, it may not even be the same cream that came with that milk. It could be cream from a different state. And then after they put that in there, they homogenize it, which is a machine that breaks down the fat particles into smaller particles so they can't bind together and float to the top. So you don't have to shake your milk for the cream to mix the cream back in. Well, that's not the way it came out of the cow. When it comes out of the cow, it wants to separate. It wants to bind together. So they have actually changed the makeup of the fat that you're drinking, and I believe it's absorbed differently by your system.
I was going to say, to something that's maybe not very healthy for you at all.
We have a lot of people that say they're lactose intolerant that can drink our milk. They come up and we can drink your milk. We do pasteurize some of our milk to sell it in Dallas area and Austin area, but it's non-homogenized. Mm-hmm. And lots of people say we were told we were lactose intolerant, but we can drink your milk. Why is that? And I think it has to do with the homogenization and just the processes that commercial milk is put through.
Kevin, do we need to take a break, or is my clock wrong?
Systems.com, or call them 888-265-7929, or check with your local organic retailer.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, and shower and bathe in all play a very critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted best buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with Kent Jisha, and we're talking about milk and cheese and things like that. If you want to call and be with us and talk about that or anything else, give us a buzz at 1-866-444-3478. One thing I need to say is my long-windedness in that last segment. I stepped on one of our advertisers, and it's an important one. It's the Thrive product from Alpha Bio. That's the product you hear me talk about to use with the compost tea or with Garrett juice to drench in the soil, especially around plants that are having a hard time and kicking up the beneficial fungus, the mycorrhizae in the root system of plants, and just see your plants turn around on a dime. It's fascinating to see how well the product works. It's called Thrive. Kent, thanks again for being with us. You can get information about Kent's dairies by going to Local Harvest. Local Harvest is the national organization. Tell people briefly about that. Anybody can type in the name of their town and then bring up places that sell local food. Is that basically what it's for?
They actually have a map. They bring up the whole United States, and they have every farm, this little triangle on there, and you just click, and then it expands out, and you can click again, and it expands out until you can get a really localized one, and then you can click on any of those dots, and it'll show you the farms close to you.
That's really a great tool, yeah.
Or you can just search by state also.
Okay. Well, that's great. It's not all organic. It's just local. It concentrates on local food. Well, Kent's place is certified organic, and we were talking about something in the first hour I think I was going to get back with you on, and I never did, on the cheese. The cheese is just more digestible. It's better flavor, everything else. One of the requirements is to age the cheese to be able to sell it, right, for 60 days?
Raw milk cheese, federal law says you have to age for a minimum of 60 days.
Okay, regular cheese doesn't have to do that, just raw milk.
Just raw milk.
Why? How did that get set up that way?
The way I understand it is the raw milk cheese, if there happened to be a contaminant in the unpasteurized milk, you would see it in the cheese after 60 days or within 60 days.
Okay. Well, that brings up the thing I forgot to get back to talk about a little bit more. When we try to buy only raw milk cheeses, and when the cheese has been in the refrigerator for a while, feta seems to be faster than any other cheese. It'll start to develop some mold spots on it, little green or blue and fuzzy things start to grow. I usually just scrape that off and keep eating it. Is there any reason to be worried about that when that starts to happen?
No, not at all. There's bacteria and fungus are part of the aging process of most cheeses. We actually incorporate bacteria, it's called culture, into the cheese.
Okay, so eating those things that start to grow on the surface really isn't anything to worry about at all.
Well, I would just scrape them off or cut a slice of that off, because those probably aren't the ones that came with the cheese. They're probably ones from your fingers or some other contaminant.
That's a good point. So doing what I'm doing is okay then.
Yes.
All right. That's good. We need to talk a little bit about how people, especially this hour, can get a taste of your wonderful milk, which my wife referred to as tasting like dessert, or your yogurt or your cheeses. Give people a little rundown on how they can find your products.
Okay. Well, they can come out to the farm anytime, but we're also in the Dallas area. Today we're at the Capel Farmers Market. We'll be there till noon. We're in several stores in the Dallas area, the Cox Family Farms, Rosemead, Ann's store, Roof Snow, Herb Mart. We're also in the Austin area at several stores, Wheatsfield, Greenling.
Are those listed on your website?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And we're in the Longview and Tyler area also.
And for those of you in Washington, D.C. or in Medford, Oregon or wherever, we will be figuring out, they're looking into it too, how to sell via the web mail order. And I want to figure out how to do that too. So we'll be trying to do that and let you know on that as soon as we possibly can. You encourage people to come out there, and you've got a situation where if you're not around, they can still buy the products. Tell them about that.
Well, we're a working dairy, and the cows are milked on one end of the barn, and we make cheese in the other end. It's all one big building, and that's where we bottle the milk and everything. And so we're usually there. That's where we make the cheese. Mm-hmm. If we're not there, we have a refrigerator that has all of our products in it, and there's a price list on the door, and you can just stop in and get milk or cheese whenever you want. Of course, we'd like to meet you and kind of show you around the first time, but after that, we have lots of people come by, and they just go in and get their stuff, and I never even knew they were there.
And it's just totally an honor system. People that are into organics tend to be pretty dependable,
right.
I have learned. Well, it's great. If you get a chance to go out to his dairy, you can get to see some great-looking cattle and some very interesting hogs that he can tell you about more when you're there that I think we'll hear more about in the future. Some interesting cover crops you were sharing with me, too. Tell people about that. I think that'd be interesting to a lot of folks listening.
We plant a lot of legumes, which are nitrogen-fixing plants, so you don't have to fertilize with commercial fertilizers, mm-hmm. of which we're organic, so we're not putting any commercial fertilizers out. Legumes actually have a bacteria on the root system that can utilize atmospheric nitrogen and convert it into a form that the plant can use. A lot of this nitrogen stays in the soil even after you take the plant, so it's beneficial for the next year's crop or the next season's crop.
Well, I recommend you go to the website. It's TexasDailyHarvest.com. You can go to Local Harvest and find information about the organization there. Kent, thank you very much for being with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been fun talking. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Let's talk about Munster Natural dog food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs, but also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number and wide open lines to talk about whatever you want to talk about. 1-866-444-3478. Once again, that was Kent Jisha. He is the owner of Texas Daily Harvest. And if you've never had really good organic raw milk, cheese, and yogurt, you need to treat yourself to that. And we'll be continuing to talk about, you know, where these things are available. They're kind of hard to find right now because, like in Texas, it's against the law to sell these things in regular grocery stores. But we'll keep the pressure on, and you can help us with all that. We've had a few calls come in on other subjects. Jim in Denton has an Italian cypress, and he wanted to know if a blue Italian cypress is different. The cypress, the cedar trees, various evergreens, you'll see if you look around, come in different shades. Our native eastern red cedar, for example, is normally a real dark green, but you can find some that are not only different colors but different shapes. Some are real low growing, some are very tight and upright, look like they've been pruned, and some of the native cedars are blue. So yeah, the The cypress that is normally sold is an Italian cypress, which is a dark green color. I think there is a blue form of that, and probably, you know, various shades. It's a good plant. I don't recommend it and use it too much because it's so thin and upright. It has very limited use. Very, very distinctive plants. About the only thing you can do is overwater them or plant them too deep in the ground, which gets done a lot. And when that happens, plants in stress and bacterial stem diseases hit, and you need to uncover the root flare. That's always the first step. And apply the entire sick tree treatment, which is to aerate the root zone area and put out the soil amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, sugars, and the formulas are on dirtdoctor.com under organic, what is it called? The right in the middle of the page under, let me see real quick. I'll just tell you exactly where it is. Under organic guides, that's not right. It's under yeah, it is organic guides. It's right on the left-hand side, right by the Real Goods, Real Food grocery store there. Just click on organic guides, and under that will be the basic organic program, the rose program, the fruit and pecan tree program, the sick tree treatment, the formulas for Garrett juice and tree trunk goop and all that sort of thing. And you can pull them up and print them off and use them any way you want to. Those things get updated whenever we update those formulas, but they'll always be there for you. If we change something, if we come up with a better idea, we'll add it and let you know it's there. One other thing I wanted to tell you about, there's a show that PBS put out that I recommend you take a look at. It's called Lord of the Ants. It appeared on PBS apparently not too long ago, and it's available on their website now. You can pull it up and watch it there, and if you check the listings, it may be running again on your PBS station. It's called, again, Lord of the Ants. It's about a guy named Ed Wilson. Ed is a researcher specializing in ants, but he also knows a lot about other things, and he's done some incredibly interesting sorts of experiments. He took a small island, and he did what he called his own small Armageddon. He fumigated it, killed off all the life, which was, there's a few things in the show that I scratched my head about a little bit, and this is one of them. He fumigated this small island intentionally because he wanted to see what life would grow back and in what balance. And how he fumigated and killed all the microbes and insects and animals and not killed the plants, which it didn't appear that he did. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, his data showed that the life came back and came back to a balance, but there were different species that were there before he did the work. And anyway, that's just one of the interesting things on there. I recommend you take a look at it. I want to see it again, as a matter of fact, because I was watching it and doing something else at the same time, which I'm normally doing. Okay, to the phones. Ben in Fort Worth has something for us, I believe. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Howard.
How you doing?
Doing well. Wanted to let your listeners know that if you have really bad heartburn, eating an apple is an instant remedy. A couple of days ago, I had just eaten the wrong combination of foods and, you know, got the bad heartburn, and it was so bad I thought about going to the emergency room. Well, I got online desperate for some remedies, and a lot of the blogs on there talked about apples. So I went to the store, bought some apples. I got Braeburn apples, to be specific.
No, that's one of the best.
And I couldn't believe how instantaneously, you know, I mean, after I took a bite of it and swallowed it, you know,
that's
was
great.
It.
That's a great tip. Kent and I were talking about it off the air when you first called in. I saw what you were talking about, and he was talking about taking the you know, the calcium tablets, and I was telling him that I had discovered I don't have it very much. Maybe one reason is I eat apples a lot, and I love Braeburn apples. I think that's my favorite kind, favorite variety. But I had a heartburn that woke me up one night. Like you said, eat whatever the combination of food was didn't set just right. And I've used baking soda for a lot of stuff. I'll brush my teeth with it. I have a tooth appliance that I use and I clean it with it. When I go on a trip, I'll take baking soda to use as a toothpaste and various kinds of things. I got up with not real severe heartburn, but it was bad enough to wake me up. And I took a teaspoon of baking soda and ate it. Drank some water, and it was like you said with the Braeburn apple, it immediately went away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just instantaneous. Now, I like the apple better than the baking soda because I like those Braeburn apples. I was talking to Dr. Alan Sprinkle, the dentist that works with us, and it's my dentist and advertises on the show and everything. He's an alternative dentist, and he was telling me one day that certain foods are really powerful in ways, and he was talking about some technical research that he had run into, and he mentioned apples and specifically Braeburn apple. I don't know what is so special about Braeburn, but I'll tell you this: if you do a taste test, it would in most cases be people's favorite tasting apple. It is really a delicious apple.
I bet.
Well, thanks for that tip. I love it. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we've got open lines for you, wide open, as a matter of fact. Jump on board here. Take advantage of that. It is 1-866-444-3478. We were talking, I was talking to an arborist friend of mine, Sandy Rose. We get together. We were delinquent in getting together and do a trip looking at trees, and we did that yesterday, day before yesterday. And we were looking around at various trees and various kinds of problems related to trees. And it was interesting seeing how things are holding up in this heat that we're having down here. We're having a heat wave of a lot of days over 100. And we've seen discoloration, and we've seen some problems with some trees. One of the big problems is just not letting, not keeping things moist enough. We were talking to Tyson Woods with More Tree about this limb release, and what you can do to help counteract that is just water better. Let the water run for a long time under trees and deeply soak the area if you've been going through one of these long, hot, dry spells. I haven't seen it happen on any trees on my property for a long time. I had it happen about 10 years ago, big limb in a live oak. And that was before I had really started carefully using products that contain mycorrhizae. And that may be related, I don't know. But if you've seen some problems with your plants just wilting, it's just needing some more water. It's so hot, and these things are giving off so much moisture out of their foliage, they just can't bring up enough from the ground, and that's what causes that release. So give them a little help. Use mycorrhizal fungus like the Thrive product. Drench it into the root zone and put the hose out there and let it run slowly for a long period of time if you're getting some problems. It really shows the value of some of these native trees, though. The native lacy oak that I've got in the front of our office, and the caddo and the big tooth, there's no sign of drought stress in them at all. And we were talking about that as we were doing our tour. I actually have to water more at home where I have solid tree cover and shade. I have to water more there than I do at the office where we have full sun on the plants. Now, part of it may be that over the years I've experimented with so many different things that I've kept the soil less than perfectly well balanced. I guess that may be part of it. At the office, I've used a simpler regime. I've primarily used compost tea, the whole Garrett juice mixture, and the Thrive product and dry molasses. That's pretty much been my entire regimen there. And I can go longer in between waterings there where it's in full sun than I can at my house where it's shady. Kind of an interesting deal. We went out to the Texas Discovery Gardens, met with Randy Johnson there. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you haven't been there lately, it's a good time to go. That's a place that has an incredibly low budget, and the place looks great. I mean, he doesn't have enough budget for enough staff to even keep things trimmed and everything like he would really like, but it's very impressive to me. The turf looks superb. The Savannah hollies, which some people say won't grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, are just splendid. And the herb garden, the butterfly gardens, the vegetable garden, the specimen trees, everything really, really looks good there. And, of course, they're using a 100% organic program that was certified by our nonprofit organization, the Texas Organic Research Station. Interesting question coming up here from Kathy in Grand Prairie. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Howard. Howard, I have two questions. One is, where do we buy Braeburn apples? I usually focus in on Gala, so maybe I've just overlooked it at Whole Foods. But
that's where I've bought them. I've found them at Central Market. He mentioned that his cheeses, Kent mentioned that his cheeses were available down at Ann's, down in the South Dallas Oak Cliff area.
And the second question is, why can't we get you on the first hour on Saturdays?
Well, we're working on that.
That's good.
And
that's
we'll
good.
Keep you posted, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye. Appreciate the call. Got an open line, 1-866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list, and there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeobrite for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Well, we talk about health issues a lot, and one of the things that's very high on that health issue list is your hearing. And I've got a recommendation. You've heard me talk about them, and I'll continue to talk about them because I recommend affordable hearing for several reasons. Let me give you their hearing helpline, and then I'll give it again at the end so you make sure and get it. It's 800-521-1592. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday to be helpful if you need that. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they can help you with serious hearing problems or minor ones. They can especially help you if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies. They understand all that. That number again for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. Take advantage of their free hearing test and getting to try one of their hearing aids at home with no charge or obligation. It's affordable hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back. That telephone number, and it's the same one for the Saturday and Sunday shows, 866-1-866-444-3478. We're on Facebook, and Facebook is something I hadn't talked about that much in the past. We're getting more involved with that. We had two sites, and that's a long story about how that happened. Two different people set it up. And we are eliminating one of them because it was confusing. One of them had a little bit of information, and then most of it was at the other one. And if you went to the first one, you didn't know the other one was there. So we're just going to have the one, make it simple. And you can see some of the past stuff there. There's a connection to the website, and it's all related. One of the things that we do that probably gets more response than anything is the newsletter that we do. It's a weekly newsletter. It goes out on Tuesdays. The current one is about an odor elimination product called XO. And you can go there and see the current newsletter. Just go to the website. If you want the newsletter next time, next Tuesday, and it's going to be about galls on trees, these funny various kinds of growths that trees have, all you have to do is send us an email. We just need to have your address. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you will get our weekly newsletter. And you can go see all the past ones in the archives on dirtdoctor.com. We've been doing them for a couple of years now, so check all that out. Nancy in Irving is next up. Hey, Nancy.
Oh, hi. I just got in under the wire. You've done a lot of talking about nut grass And I've got some clumps of real nasty stuff, and I'm wondering if that's what it is. It grows out of the center. It's real tough grass. And
nut grass or nut sedge grows really fast. If you cut it off, you'd see it back the same size the next day.
Really? Is that what it looks like, though, a hard clump?
And it's just... Yeah, and it's a real thick blade that comes up, comes straight up and then splays out. And if you pull it up, it comes back. What we recommend is pulling it up, doing physical removal, and then drenching the area with a whole lot of molasses, a half a cup of molasses per gallon of water. If you drench in the area, you have to do it several times, and the nut sedge will just slowly die away. It takes a while, but it does work.
What about vinegar?
Vinegar will kill the top back, but it'll still come back from the nutlets, and that's the thing the sugar does. You can do both. You can kill the top with vinegar spray and then do the molasses to help rot away the base and the nutlets.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Okie dokie, I guess you didn't want any more calls, Kevin. I needed to cover a few more things anyway. Somebody called about watering a red oak, and they were going to get back, but they did not get back in. Red oaks are tricky. I had somebody send me some wonderful photographs this week, and we'll be putting them on the website as a in the blog and probably in the library under just useful information, because it's showing a scorch on red oaks. It's not oak wilt. It's not the disease that will take them out. It's a scorch. And in this case, the listener did a great job, and that's what I wanted to pass on to everybody. If you send me a photograph or photographs of trees that need some help, do what this person did. They did a great job of taking pictures, several pictures of close-up, several pictures of the top canopy, and really good pictures of the base, and there's where the problem lies. He had suggested that it was a multi-trunk tree, and maybe the stems were pinching together and causing the problem, and that could be it a little bit, but in this case, the tree's about 12 inches too deep in the soil. And it's real evident. It may even be deeper than that. So exposing that root flare or trunk flare, getting the soil off the base of the tree, in so many cases is the answer to your problem. How often to water is kind of like saying, Tony Manasseri had a good one the other day. I was meeting with him. He said, how long is a piece of string? Well, that's about the only thing you can say about how often should you water. It depends on the specific variety of the plant. Live oaks, and red oaks are very sensitive to too much water, for example. And so you water when the plant needs a drink, and it will vary on from site to site, depending on the slope and the soil and the exposure. Does it get full sun all day long, whether it's clay or sand, all those things. And you're just going to have to make that determination yourself. There's no way to say that you should put out an inch of water a week. That's maybe a starting point, I guess. It's probably too much long term, especially in heavy bulk density soils. But start off with something, and then monitor it. Use a probe and probe the soil. Breaking a head off of an old golf club is as good a probe as anything, because you have a rubber handle, and the metal is tapered, and it goes in the ground easily. And you can tell by the feel whether the soil is too wet or too dry, and adjust your watering appropriately. Drought tolerant plants. We were talking, Bob Webster and I were talking this morning on his show down in San Antonio, and he has listeners that listen to our visit in Afghanistan, want to know what kind of trees work well over there. Well, desert willow, the Afghan pine, weesach, mesquite, all those kind of things that a lot of people wouldn't think too highly of here would be great in that situation. So you have to plant and water appropriate for the soil and the weather and the plant. It's a subjective call that you have to work on some yourself. Well, I've enjoyed being with you. The number for tomorrow's show, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get our newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's all you got to do. And check out Dirt Doctor for your information. See you later.